Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Do you want to know the secret to building wealth? Okay, here it is. The secret is being smart with your money and leveraging it well. That's it. It's not always about making more money every day, but it's about using what you've got in the most effective way day in and day out. And today's guest is going to help you do just that by dishing some secrets to save money where you shop every day so you can use that cash to fund all the other stuff that you want to do in life.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
How we pay for things is changing, in case you didn't get the memo. And I haven't yet jumped on the mobile pay bandwagon yet, but I don't think it's going to be long before we're paying for almost everything through mobile pay. And honestly, I still don't know exactly how I feel about that. What do you think? Well, of course, regardless of how I feel, the train is coming. And not just for mobile pay, I think all the normal ways we pay for things are getting a really good shakedown. We're saying no to traditional banks, cable is going away, how we buy cars is different, how we shop, of course. It's an exciting time to be a part of it, to just see this evolution. So I wanted to chat with Jay from Raise, this cool company where you can buy and sell gift cards and earn cash back, to get his thoughts on ways we can save money on the stuff we buy every day so then we can use that cash to go buy other stuff. So before we get started, I have to ask, I know you're in Chicago and I grew up in Indiana, so I need to know if you can squash the debate. Who has the best deep dish in town?
I think, you know, there's a place in Lincoln Park, there may be one other location, called Pequot's. And it's deep dish, and they use, you know, cast iron pans so that you get this really nice caramelized crust, and the sauce is a little bit spicy. So that's far and away my favorite.
Oh, nice. I've not heard of that one. So you're adding a new one to my list.
Absolutely. Try it out next time you're in town.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted to talk about some information I found in an article recently that said by 2020, it's estimated the value of mobile payments will reach somewhere around $14 trillion, which just shows that mobile payments are definitely a trend. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Like, what is driving the mobile payment market? Is it consumers or is it customers? Like, where's this demand coming from?
Yeah, I actually think it is primarily driven by consumers, as there is, you know, a desire to take less with you on the road. And as you know, I always look back 15 years ago, where all of the things you could do with your mobile phone required like 20 different devices. And, you know, as it's now converged, I don't carry a camera anywhere anymore. I like to not carry my wallet. I can have my calculator right there on my phone. So I think it's this convergence towards convenience driven by consumers. That said, I do think retailers and the banks themselves are driving, sort of an acceleration of that trend because they see the demand going there. So they're trying to build products and services that cater to that. You know, I made a quote, a few months ago that I said, you know, if 5 years from now, we think people are going to take wallets as their default to pay, we're just crazy, right? The technology is coming, the consumer desire is coming, and technology, especially on phones, is evolving. And so I just think that we're headed towards a way, you know, a world in which people, you know, just leave their house with their phone and that's it.
Is there a specific advantage for companies or credit card companies to have mobile payments? Like, is there a monetary advantage for them, or is this just a purely convenience play?
You know, as anytime companies build new products, they're always trying to make money off of it. So there certainly is, you know, in certain cases, a monetary advantage, whether that be, you know, Apple taking a few basis points of every transaction of Apple Pay, or the banks and retailers themselves having actually more actionable data when it's tied to a mobile phone, which has a user attached to it. You know, they're looking to monetize it one way or another. But the reality is they're building this because of consumer demand.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think as much as we love the idea of mobile payments, there's still a little bit of concern, I guess, over mobile payments. So in your opinion, like, what do we need to know about mobile payments to use them effectively, safely, et cetera?
Yeah, well, in many ways, actually, mobile payments are going to be more secure than traditional credit cards. And, you know, let's use Apple Pay as an example. They're effectively, without getting into the technical details, they're effectively generating a unique code every time it gets used at a retailer. So you have no chance of getting your credit card swiped by a reader. You have no chance of, heaven forbid, somebody just copies your number when they take the card. So they're actually, in many ways, more secure. I think the bigger obstacle right now for consumers is just ubiquity. Can I use it everywhere? You know, one store takes Apple Pay and the next store doesn't. I start to get nervous and I can't leave home without my wallet. So I actually think that's the bigger drawback. And I think for merchants themselves, it's expensive, right? To upgrade this hardware every few years to support the newer technology is expensive. So that's going to be the biggest, I think the biggest, I guess, headwind in getting ubiquity in mobile payments.
Yeah. How far do you think we are away from this being, you know, almost like 100% the norm? Are we a few years or 5 years or?
I'm generally more bullish, and I say it's kind of 5 years. I mean, you're always going to have your holdouts that, you know, still accept cash and still have the swipe and chip and pin, et cetera. But for me, I see a world, just the trend, even just walking around your local neighborhood and realizing, you know, the little convenience store, independent convenience store on the corner now takes mobile payments. I think you're going to see an acceleration of that, and retailers realizing that there are consumers out there that are just carrying their phones. And they need a way to capture those customers. Because if I walk by a store that says cash only, I'm not walking in. So
right.
I think you'll see that trend accelerate very, very quickly.
Yeah, it's really sad to admit that I hardly ever have cash on me. And then when, you know, if I'm in like a parking garage and they only take cash, I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah. And, you know, next time you're not going back to that garage. And so that garage is going to think hard about, do they accept mobile payments or credit cards in general?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I want to jump in and talk a little bit about Raise. I've been a fan since I heard about you guys a couple years ago and you were on the podcast. And I think the idea that you can buy and sell gift cards is like such a great money move. And it's something that I don't think most people think about. And just to give an example, like last month, I bought a gift card on your site for a relative and got a great deal. And then I got thinking, well, like there's a store I wanted to buy something from. So I bought a gift card at a 10% discount, then used it to buy what I wanted. The site was having a sale. So in essence, I got, you know, this like amazing deal just by, you know, thinking a little bit outside of the box. So let's refresh to people who maybe don't know. Tell me about Raise and how we can use it best.
Yeah. In a nutshell, Raise, as you just said, is a way to save money on things you buy every day. And if I can kind of, you know, rewind 6 years, the company's had really three big chapters. The first is exactly as you described. We became a marketplace to solve a big problem, which is $20 billion of gift cards go unused every year. And let's give those consumers
$20 billion.
$20 billion, and that's in the U.S. alone. So it's a much bigger problem globally, and so we wanted to give an option to liquidate that. You know, I still, before I joined Raise, I had, you know, a drawer full of unused gift cards for birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. And I just, you know, I never got around to using them. So it was a great way for me to go on and make a little bit of money off of that. And, you know, the flip side, consumers can go, you know, take my sale as a way to save money for themselves. And what that did, that really generated the idea of self-use. And you actually highlighted both things. Is people think of gift cards, you know, they're called gift cards for a reason. I give them to people. But when people started to say, hey, I can save 10 or 12 or more percent off for myself, why not do that at places I shop every day? Right. And so that was the first chapter that bred the second chapter, which is direct retail partnerships. And, you know, we worked really hard to partner with 500 of the biggest retailers to actually be a platform for them to attract new customers for self-use. And you know, that was the second big chapter. We had unlimited supply from the brands that you shop at every day. And then our third chapter brings us to today. All those two things still exist, but we layered on a product that we call Raise Pay, where at about 200 retailers now, you can type in the exact amount of money you want to spend, and it spins up a code that you can use instantly at the checkout, or you know, if you're on a website, use it and then put it at checkout. And that saves so much friction where, you know, if I'm taking a trip, I don't need to buy, you know, three different gift cards to fulfill a transaction. I just put in exactly how much I want to spend and you get cash back right away. So it's really evolved into a payments platform that's a mobile first payments platform using technology around gift cards, but really it's around paying and saving money every day.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
Let's go back to some of our money fundamentals for a few minutes and talk about saving money since we're already in the saving money frame of mind. I've been asked if there is a right or wrong way to save money. Honestly, there isn't. There really isn't. I will say, though, if you're just shuffling money back and forth from your checking account to your savings account, you're not actually saving money. You're just moving it around. But that happens to all of us from time to time, so it's really no big deal if that is your current situation. But here are a few steps to help you save money, hopefully a little bit better. So number one tip is to figure out what your base number is. So this is how much money you need every month to fund the stuff that you have to pay on average. So it's great to know your base number because then theoretically anything over your base number is money that you can save or that you can put towards other things you want to do. Which leads us into number two, which is get some goals and then figure out how much you need to save each week or each month to fund those goals. So it's not good enough to just say you want to take a trip to Hawaii or you want to buy a new house or you want to pay off your student loans. You need to actually figure out how much that goal is going to cost you so then you can break it down into little digestible chunks, whether it's saving each day or saving each week or saving each month. You've got to know this so then you can actually achieve these goals. So once we've got our goals, then we need to set up a high-yield savings account. And there are so many to choose from. I'm a big fan of Ally Bank Savings and Marcus from Goldman Sachs. But basically, what you're just trying to do is to earn more interest than you're earning from your bank savings account. And if you just have a bank savings account, I want you to figure out what interest rate they're actually paying you. Likely, it's something pretty small, like 0.02% or maybe 0.03 or 0.04% if you're super lucky. But the high yield savings accounts, they're paying interest above 2%. So it may not be a huge amount of money that you're earning over your bank savings account, but look, in my opinion, any money is extra money. If someone dropped a $20 bill in front of you and you couldn't find who it belonged to, I hope you would pick up the $20, right? Maybe you pass it on to someone else, but the point is extra money is extra money, and all of that money counts. So let's say that we figured out our goals and we need to save $250 a month. Great. If we get paid twice a week, we just auto debit $125 and then $125 the next paycheck. So you don't even have to think about it. Auto debit is one of the best features. It just automatically shows up in your savings account. And what it does for your brain is for you to think, well, I didn't even have that money to begin with, but I have it over in my savings account. So now I'm like this superstar at savings. And you can set up as many savings accounts as you want. And one of my tricks is to give them names. So this is my account for saving for travel. This is my account for taxes. This is my account for a new house. So when I look at all of those balances, I feel really good because I feel like I'm actually making progress. And then look through your spending and see if there are ways that you can leverage your money better. Can you use a credit card to pay for trips and get cash back, get rewards, all sorts of good stuff that you can actually turn into cash? Can you use apps to buy stuff at a lower price? You don't have to be nutsy with all of this, but I promise you that a little effort, it really goes a long way. So what I want you to start thinking about is savings from lots of different perspectives. Not only how do you save the money that you've got better, but is there a way for the money that you're using on everyday purchases that perhaps you can just pay for it in a smarter way? Maybe you can save some money. There are a million different ways to think about this, but just having an awareness of savings is really going to help you smash all of those goals that you have. Fascinating. Yeah. So tell me a little bit, I'm curious, a little bit more about Raise Pay. So when you say we can like earn money back on every purchase, like how does that functionality operate?
Yeah. So it's really straightforward. I always use Chipotle as an example because I eat there way too often, given they're right across the street from my office. But you know, I'm at checkout at Chipotle and maybe I bought food for two other people and I want to spend $18.36. So instead of going in and buying a $25 Chipotle card and you know using a portion of it today and a portion of it tomorrow, I just simply type in $18 and whatever cents. It spins up within seconds a barcode that they just scan and you walk out. And in that transaction, I save you know maybe a dollar or two for my next purchase, either at Chipotle or any other brand on the platform.
Interesting, right? So yeah, because we've thought about the whole gift card market, if you will, as these denominations, 10, 25, 50, 100. And there's always those like weird amounts left over that you either don't spend or, you know, you're trying to figure out how to piecemeal like three or four cards together. So that's really inventive. Interesting. Are there any other like unique ways that people are using RaisePay?
I think the biggest is saving money at places they shop every day. We do see the interesting things pop up where, you know, I recently moved and had to buy a ridiculous amount of boxes from Home Depot. And so, you know, I bundled those transactions together. It's not a retailer I frequent regularly, but I was able to go and buy all those boxes, you know, type in exactly what I needed, and I saved money for my next purchase. Really straightforward. Or we see people who are, you know, going on maybe a once every couple year big vacation and they're looking for a way to save extra money, and they come on and maybe get a hotel or even a cruise. And the way they think about it is, you know, I'm able to afford an extra night on vacation with my family because I use Raise. And that's really the cool power of what we do. You know, our original slogan was give yourself a raise. It's really about extending your purchasing power, either on things you do every day or those, you know, infrequent purchases that will, you know, let you get an extra night on your trip or, you know, maybe buy an extra outfit for back to school.
Yeah. I mean, when you start talking about like an extra night on a trip, I mean, we don't typically think of using, you know, gift cards or different things in that way. But when you can earn something like that, like that's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
I'd love to know too. I don't know if this is like a, you know, secret knowledge or, you know, industry secret, but do you keep trends on the cards that offer you like the best bang for your buck?
I mean, obviously we do. And the way we think about it is one, it's about economics for both us and our retail partners. And so
sure.
There are, you know, you can think about it this way, the frequent everyday use case where it's the store I'm going at every day, you're generally going to get a little bit less because the retailer knows you're going to walk in and we're just encouraging maybe a little bit more frequency versus things where, you know, retailers need to encourage you to trial. You know, I don't know if this is an embarrassing story or not, but I wanted to lose a few pounds going into summer. And so I wanted to do one of these meal kits or, you know, meal plans.
Yeah.
And I didn't know which one to try, but guess what? There was one that was 30% off on our platform. And so that's certainly the one I tried. And so that's the way I think about it. There's your frequent use case ones, and then there's the ones that you know, retailers need to get you to trial. And those will have your better deals. But no matter what, what I always tell my friends and family is just use it on everything you do and the savings you accumulate.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if it's a few percentage here and there, you know, cumulatively, that could add up to a sizable amount of money.
Yeah, I'm at, I just checked the other day, $856 year to date using our app. So I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that's definitely a significant amount of money. And I think it's interesting because so often we just get in the habit of doing our money the same way every single day. We don't think about trying something different or that there might be something as simple as using something like Raise where we could, you know, I always say find money in your bank account. It's just altering the way that you pay for things. And I think it's really interesting if people could somehow get that chip in their head where they could suddenly be, you know, excited about trying something different. And then they realize there's the savings, like how that could powerfully transform people's lives. It sounds crazy, but I've certainly seen it happen.
Yeah, it's, and you know, one of my biggest tasks as CEO is to take friction out of the customer experience and make it so that once you do try us, you're going to want to use us every day because it's so easy. And so that's really been all of our work. That's what Raise Pay was all about. That's what future iterations of Raise Pay are all about, where, you know, people don't even think of us as a gift card platform in the pay use case. They think of us as a super simple mobile payment solution that lets you save money on everything you do. And so that's really what our mission is. I want to extend your dollar and make it as easy as possible to do.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. And I'm just curious, like, where do you think, obviously you've had three iterations now and, you know, not that you're going to disclose anything on this podcast, but like, where do you think the future of this goes? Is it just you keep coming up with these different solutions to just help people, as you say, extend their dollar?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, if you take what I just said, which is, you know, make your money go farther and do it as painlessly as possible. I think everything you can see within Raise is really around, you know, basically building out this as a ubiquitous mobile payment solution. I mean, I can't even tell you how easy this is to type in amount and scan and you're out. It's even faster to use our app than it is to take out a credit card, you know, do the chip and PIN, wait to maybe sign it. It's actually faster to use us than those other ones. And you can save money doing it. It just becomes a no-brainer. And, you know, I want to continue to take seconds out of that flow where, you know, you instantly just pull up our app and you scan and you're out. And so that's really everything we're about is taking steps and seconds out of that process so that everybody thinks of us really as a payment method, not just as a gift card, right? Yes, gift cards are powering it because that technology is actually really powerful. And guess what? Retailers already have done the plumbing to make it work. But if I, you know, if I can have a mobile app that I'm confident that I can use at my favorite retailers every day and save money, that's really the sweet spot of what we're doing.
And there's nothing worse than standing behind somebody in line when it's taking forever for the card to go through.
it's so funny. That's actually, you know, using the product ourselves is really obviously we get customer insight as well. But when the first time we were in beta with Raise Pay and I used it across the street at Chipotle, we actually did the math. It actually only took 24 seconds. But it felt like an eternity when I had 20 people behind me in line waiting for me, like, what's this guy doing with the gift card? And so we've taken seconds out. And now we're actually, our end-to-end process is actually faster than using a chip and PIN credit card. So, you know, we've got it to the point where we're pretty happy, but, you know, always continue to improve.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, last question. I just, you know, you've had a super successful career and done a lot of different things, but if somebody had the privilege to sit with you for a few minutes and pick your brain, I would love to know, what do you think is the most powerful money lesson you've learned to date, either personally or professionally, that you think everybody should know about?
Yeah, it's funny. One of the, when I came to Raise, and you know, I've learned this over the course of my career, I added sort of a company value of act like an owner. And I actually, the biggest point of when this was instilled into my head was when I was at DoorDash, when Tony Hsu, the CEO, this was his whole thing. Act like an owner. Act as if you're making decisions, like it's always coming out of your own bank account. So in business, when we do that, and you use that lens, it makes trade-offs of, you know, am I really going to, you know, can I stay at that, you know, more affordable hotel? Because if this is my money, that's what I would do. And so it really forces us to make decisions both in things like travel and entertainment, but also, you know, the companies we partner with and the tools we use, like, if this is your money, how would you be spending it? And so that's my guideline professionally. And if you just apply that to your personal account, you know, I get made fun of a lot because I try to save money everywhere. They're like, you're a CEO, you should be splurging. And it's really like, you know, I own my own financial future. Decisions I make today will impact me years from now. So, you know, act like your future owner when it comes to your personal life. And will these decisions benefit you in your future life? And it's a really good lens to look through.
As I mentioned earlier, I have used Raise for so many different reasons over the last year, and I really wish I would have calculated all of my savings. But let's just say it's got to be a fair amount of money that I've saved on all sorts of things over the last year. So if you want to check out Raise, head on over to raise.com or find Raise in your app store to start saving some cash. Thanks so much for checking out this episode, and a big thanks to our sponsors that make this show possible. Remember to subscribe in your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. But before you leave, I want to empower you to embrace where you are today, the good and the not so good. And remember, nothing lasts forever. Just keep taking small steps every day and remember how awesome you truly are.